I have in studio with me now two gentlemen who are trying to challenge Mike Madigan. They are looking to unseat the Democratic incumbents in the 111th District in Illinois. Mike Babcock, thank you so much for coming in here.
Thank you, Annie, for having me here.
We were talking a little bit before we went on. You claim to have gone to high school with one Dave Glover.
I have.
I wonder if he would corroborate that story. I know he would because I've been on the think tank with you before.
Yes, indeed. Yep, Dave's a good guy. Very good.
So you grew up in Roxana?
Or you he was a little wild, I will say that, back in the day.
We hear some of the stories. So you were in the 111th District, and also joining me in studio is Dwight Kay, who is looking to unseat Katie Stewart in my district in the 112th. Thanks for coming in.
You bet. It's a pleasure, Katie.
So both of you gentlemen are looking to unseat Democrats currently holding those districts, the 111th and the 112th, in the House of Representatives in the state of Illinois. And I believe Mike Madigan has a 9-seat majority, right?
That's correct.
So Mike Madigan's power is given to him by those 9 seats. We can marginalize Mike Madigan in a very powerful way by taking away that majority. And these are two key seats right here in the St. Louis Metro East that can be a very good starter to minimizing that that majority. So, Mike, you are in the 111th. Tell me a little bit about what is the 111th. People don't know what their state house district is.
Sure.
People see flyers. They see, you know, some TV ads. They hear radio commercials. And then if you say you're running the 111th, everyone's like, oh, I wonder where that is. Tell me, who's in the 111th? What's the 111th like?
If you were to divide Madison County down in half, starting from Holiday Shores, but people that live over there know where that is, and bring it all the way back into Granite City, and then a little bit of Jersey County into that, you'd see the west side of Madison County, actually the 111th district, along with a little bit of Grafton and all the way down to River Road on up into a little bit of Jersey County area, so on the north side.
And the people in the 111th, if you're giving a cross-section of the kind of interests that you would have in the 111th to protect the interests of those people, what kind of interests are those?
Well, the number one issue is obviously taxes. Taxes are extremely high. Property taxes are the highest, some of the highest in the nation. We just had a massive increase in income tax. And now, as you had indicated just earlier, the progressive tax, that progressive tax can go potentially all the way up to 9-10%. And here's what's happening. We're driving out people that earn a lot of money. That's number one. And in the last 4 years, we've lost, if you can imagine, the city of Peoria has literally left the state of Illinois in the state. And what's happening is everybody that
has— That's massive.
That's right. Everybody that has the means to move out knows and understands that if J.B. Pritzker should win, and we hope he does not, we hope that Rahner wins again because Rahner's not going to, he's going to veto that progressive tax. Mm-hmm. Then we'll have some sanity back into the system again. So
yeah,
we need wins. Dwight needs to win, and I need to win.
Absolutely, it's got to be a bit of a coalition. The way I see it, there has to be an influx of support. And the reason why I wanted to have you two gentlemen in, and I look forward to the opportunity to having you both back with your competitors. That would be wonderful for the listeners here in 97.1 to be able to let you guys debate the true issues here. I would love to moderate that if you guys would be willing to come back as well.
Absolutely.
So if they're listening, call me, tweet me something. We'll get that set up very quickly. Dwight Kay running in the 112th district. You've held this seat before. Katie Stewart, backed by at least 3/4 worth of flyers that came through my mailbox last year, supported heavily by Mike Madigan and his outfit. She won that seat the last election, and you were looking to take it back.
That's correct.
So tell me about the district, the 112th.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, it's the smallest district, representative district in Illinois outside of Chicago. So it makes it real easy for me to get from Edwardsville to Maryville to Collinsville to Glen Carbon down to Caseyville over to Fairview, which I have about 10 precincts in, and then a little bit of O'Fallon and Shiloh. So it's a very compact district. I can get anywhere in 20 minutes, and I do that pretty much every day. A little bit of a bedroom community. A lot of people work in St. Louis, live over in the Metro
East.
Me
being one of them.
Yeah, you being one of them. living in the Metro East, and they're very, very conscious about two things. Their property taxes, which is, they're just astronomical, as Mike said, in Madison County. In fact, if you want to do a little background check, you'll find that Madison County is the third as high as tax base, and another rate in the state of Illinois, and Illinois has probably the highest rate overall in the nation. So taxes are real big, and of course, then you talk about the cost shift that Speaker Madigan is talking about moving back to the individual school districts. That's going to add at least, for most the average income household will be another $2,500 tacked onto your property tax bill, and that's just unacceptable.
Wow.
And again, as Mike mentioned, of course, income tax has been ratcheted up, and that's been hard on people likewise. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think a lot of people tend to hear, you know, high taxes in Illinois. That's a punchline in a lot of cases, but it is really high. There are people living in, you know, can you give me an example of the average $150,000 home or $200,000 home? What kind of property taxes that your constituents are paying?
Oh, sure. I'll take that. Mm-hmm. Let's start at the top and move down to the bottom. Let's assume that you have a $500,000 home in Edwardsville, Glen Carbon. You're going to pay in the neighborhood of $10,000 to $12,000, depending on the square footage and the size of your lot.
Yeah.
And that's figured at a rate of 2.1%. Moving downward, if you have a home of $300,000, you're looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of $6,700 to $8,000.
Mm-hmm. A year.
Just depends on where you live in Madison County. School districts is a large part of that. They take up about 70% of the tax bill.
And the thing that really galls me about that, we just got our tax bill. I live in Glen Carbon. We just got our tax bill, and it breaks down where the money goes that comes out of those mm-hmm. property taxes. It's like half is the school district. And the reason why that frustrates me, in Edwardsville, in the Edwardsville School District, we just, as a community, voted to increase our property taxes because we needed to fund the schools. That was the first tax increase that I really struggled over whether or not to vote yes or not, because as a rule, I'm not in favor of voting yes. But at the same time, the school districts or the children are the ones who don't need to suffer at the hand of the fiscal irresponsibility of the people in the legislature, which is I want to ask you guys questions. If the legislature was meeting their responsibility, if the folks who were creating budgets and passing budgets were making good on their promises, the taxpayers in Edwardsville wouldn't have to be footing the bill for the money that isn't coming from the state and probably won't come from the state.
Edwardsville just had a referendum this past year. I think it was Prop E, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. And I looked on some of the tax bills that I have on some of the properties I own in the Glen Carbon, Edwardsville area. And I noticed that on one of them, it was an 18.9% increase on that Prop E. Now, I didn't get a chance to vote for that. I'm a business owner over there, so I own my property there. But that large of an increase is representative of the leader of the House, Michael Madigan, taking the money from us, $37 billion, it's a lot of money, and not still yet balancing a budget, even though he increased taxes by 37%, okay? He's taking that money in, but he's not bringing it back down to the schools. And the schools will tell you they're not getting the money that they're supposed to be getting. They're only getting a portion of that money. So it's not the school district's fault. It's the state of Illinois and Michael Madigan and the team of people that he has. That's why it's important for Dwight Kay and Mike Babcock to win these seats so that we can go against Mike Madigan, get the money for the schools that are necessary so we can stop raising property taxes as much as what's going on.
That's in your district.
It is.
And the thing of it is as a person who has children, I had children in the public school district or in the public schools there in the Edwardsville School District. The school they're sitting in a very unfortunate position where they're being told they have funds that they're far past collecting, you know, and those debts are growing, and they have to fund the people who are your neighbors who are teachers and who are you know, people who clean the floors and people who coach the teams and people who teach in the science labs. There is a responsibility to those individuals that are our friends and family,
yes.
And they're not the state. Mike Madigan is not taking it seriously.
Well, here's a prime example of some of the misunderstandings that exist and the mismanager malfeasance in office by Mike Madigan. You look at the state constitution in Illinois, it says public education will be free. That means the state is going to pay for public education, and it's been many, many decades since that's happened. The taxpayers did have some obligation, but that obligation extended only to the construction of schools. And then, in many cases, up north around Cook County, the state paid for all of the schools, all of the construction up there. So we have now two sources of income, the local taxpayer through their property taxes and the state of Illinois through whatever they can cobble together from the general fund to send back. But education was meant to be free. All you got to do is look at your state constitution.
Yeah. And Andy, let's be clear. Dwight Kay and Mike Babcock are definitely pro-education. Mm-hmm. Both of us have advanced degrees, and we both have gone on into professional lives. And so we support SIUE in Madison County. We support Lewis and Clark College. We support the every school district around. So oftentimes in a campaign, they will say Mike Babcock and Dwight Kay want to cut funding to our schools, which is absolutely not true. But unfortunately, in these campaigns, they can get away with not telling the truth. Michael, yeah. And I'm saying Michael Madigan, he will put out so many falsities.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to just in advance, we have to tell people this is not true. This is a Michael Madigan stunt from Chicago. And this is how he operates.
Well, and the truth of it is, if we're really talking about truth here, if the legislature was being responsible, these schools wouldn't have these problems. And the lack of managing the funds that have come into the legislator to spend wisely on behalf of the taxpayer, because it starts as our money and it's supposed to end as our benefit. That's the only reason why we send legislators into Springfield, is to work on our behalf. The power hungry, he's been the leader longer than I've been alive. I mean, that's
unfortunately,
is, and
yes.
I'm not 15, you know, like, it's been that long.
And there's a track record here that we can go on: unbalanced budgets, massive debt, more debt in the pension fund than any other state that I'm aware of in the union, mm-hmm. more debt in the general side, and the pension problem is still not even close to being fixed at this point. Unfortunately, Mike Madigan does not have a solution other than to say negative things and not truths about people during campaigns, just so that his individuals can win in the campaign, and Dwight and I, unfortunately, get the brunt of that, those
yeah.
lies.
Yeah. In Illinois, Mike Madigan is, I like to call him Michael Makes Me Madigan, because he does every time. And he has so much power in this state, and he snaps his fingers and things just happen the way he wants to happen. The one thing about Mike Madigan and Dwight Kay, looking to represent the 112th, you've been in that seat before, you're looking to take it back. You've served with Mike Madigan. You know Mike Madigan. You know how he operates. One of the things that he has so much power over is what even gets talked about on the floor, right? Can you kind of explain what kind of strong arm he has in that capacity for yeah. people who maybe don't know how the state legislature works?
Well, and that's a great point, because everybody would think, from the general public standpoint, that is, that when a bill is presented, it's heard in committee and gets to the floor. Well, first of all, when a bill is presented, it goes to Mike Madigan's Rules Committee. Mm-hmm. Which is consisted of five people, but three are Democrats. And they enjoy kicking out good legislation, but good Republican legislation. So it's very hard for a Republican to get any good idea out of the Rules Committee. However, if it does, it goes to a loaded or stacked committee, because he's the majority leader. He has a majority in the House. He has more Democrat members on committees than Republicans.
Does he appoint those people?
He does.
Does he appoint the Republicans?
No.
So the House Minority Leader would appoint the Republicans?
The Minority Leader, Jim yep. Durkin, would, okay. would appoint those people. So unless you're a real good friend of the speakers as a Republican.
A loyal friend.
You never see the light of day when it comes to your legislation, and it may be the piece of legislation that needs to break Illinois free from the grip of financial distress that they're in. But it will never see the light of day.
And a lot of people are bringing to light, there's a lot of issues, and I'm kind of waiting. I've been watching this, but I haven't talked about it a whole lot yet. But there's a lot of sexual harassment, Me Too stuff going on in Mike Madigan's office. And I'm just kind of waiting to see how it unfolds a little bit, because there are people who are supposed to be loyal to the speaker in his staff and his office who are saying, you know, I've had enough of this. There are people on both sides of the aisle saying or indicating potentially that maybe it's time for a different speaker, but not a lot of Democrats. And Katie Stewart, who holds your seat now, who won the election in 2016 and beat you then, Katie Stewart, what's her support of Mike Madigan? How is she tied? Is she loyal to him? Is she somebody who is there to do his bidding? Is she support him as speaker, coming after 2018?
Well, let's back up and take, I always in politics say follow the money if you're a Democrat, and I followed where her money came from, and it came from Mike Madigan. He was able to bundle up $1 million+ and send it to her in the last campaign.
Then the smallest district.
Outside of Chicago, yeah. The smallest district. And she was able to use that to propagate a number of very good lies and storytelling, which were lies, to, I think, ultimately defeat me in the last election. But to think that she is not close to Mike Madigan is just wrong, and here's why. As she told people when we had debates, and they were general forums with League of Women Voters and people out at SIU who had seminars, she would say, I am not going to vote for Mike Madigan. Well, lo and behold, the first vote she takes is for Mike Madigan. Mm. You know what she got in return? A nice big clock that sits in her office in the Stratton building. So there's a there's a little conflict there between the truth and a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other part of that is if you followed the race of Representative Duncan up in Chicago, he actually voted with Rahner for a balanced budget. And in the process of doing so, Michael Madigan was so mad at him, he actually spent about $600,000 in a primary to knock off his own Democrat representative.
Because he wasn't loyal enough.
And in the course of doing that, he called him a wife beater and all kinds of nasty things. And that's just what happens in races. Okay, so you can expect that. That's the level that Michael Madigan has taken our state to. It's not about the issues. It's not about the ability to bring jobs back to our area so that we can help
people. It's not about the people.
Feed their family. That's right. It's about the power of Mike Madigan.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate. And I think people in Illinois know that, Annie. And at some point in time, maybe we can get on a discussion where we can, Dwight and I can actually talk about the issues that are important to the people. Mm-hmm. In Madison County, because both of us would be running in the total Madison County area.
Yeah, I look at when I see a Mike Madigan, and I don't know many other people in politics like Mike Madigan. I don't know many people who have been that people just bow at his feet.
Yes, they do.
And do as he says. He is to me a classic example of how Republicans and Democrats can unite together and say Mike Madigan isn't good for Illinois. Mike Madigan is good for Mike Madigan.
That's right.
And Mike Madigan might be good for the people who are very loyal to him if you're willing to sacrifice your own integrity in order to bow at those feet. But what you guys are running as Republicans, you were trying to take the 111th seat back from a Democrat at the 112th seat in the state House seat in Mike Madigan's House of Representatives. You guys are representing taxpayers.
Yes.
Taxpayers are Republicans and Democrats.
Yes.
And your focus to try to get Illinois on some semblance of fiscal standing, some kind of responsibility, is about as bipartisan of an issue as you can get in the state of Illinois.
Agreed. Fully agreed.
And that's you don't have to be a Republican to look at the Mike Madigan way of doing things, and both Democrats that are holding your current districts in the 111th and the 112th, they're going to go along with the speaker, and they're going to do it consequentially against the people who sent them there in the first place.
That's exactly correct.
Yeah, go ahead, Dwight.
Okay. We need to back up here and understand one thing, and maybe this seems very simple, but taxpayers in Illinois deserve better. They deserve a balanced budget, which they have not had since 1998. You want to check that out? All you need to do is go to the website. People say this budget this year was balanced.
Yeah.
It's not. It's at least $1.8 billion. I say at least $1.8 billion unbalanced. And to get where they did, notwithstanding the unbalancing of this budget, they had to sweep all of the funds in the state of Illinois. So we need to start telling
and
the truth.
And raise taxes $5 billion.
And, yeah. Yep. And that. But we need to get to the point where we can tell the people the truth, because people no longer believe in their government in Illinois.
Yeah.
And furthermore, not only do they not believe them, they think the state of Illinois doesn't provide opportunity and security because there is no accountability.
Yeah. And it's only those that are actually connected to the system that Michael Madigan runs that actually benefit and profit. The individual that has been accused of harassment that just resigned the last couple of days, he's actually going to get a $120,000 pension.
Taxpayer-funded pension.
Taxpayer-pension-funded, yes. And unfortunately, he's under this cloud that he's going to have to explain to himself.
So. Yeah. I want to take one quick phone call here before we go to the break. And if you're holding, stay there. We'll try to get to you because they're going to stick around through the rest of the hour. Debbie, thanks for calling the show.
Hello. You have hit on the nail on the head here. We need to get it out there how many seats the Republicans need to take to get rid of Madigan. There's got to be a way to get him gone.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
It's, two of them are sitting here in this room right now.
I'll tell you what, Dwight, you have my vote back. You have my family's vote for sure.
God bless you.
And that Katie Stewart, she can spin a good tale. She's came down and had like little town hall type things at the diner in Caseyville.
Hey, Deb, can you get me some votes over on the west side of Madison County? This is Mike Babcock. I appreciate that.
Over on the west side? Well, I'll tell you what. Everybody I talk to is going to hear that the only way to get rid of Madigan is to get more Republican House people.
Amen. Yes.
That's right.
That's
right.
You
know, the Senate part, that's a little touchy because, you know, we're all Brendan Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and let me say this about that, and I'd like to touch on what you just said. Mike Boss went to the president and asked him, "How can we bring people back to work in Granite City?" He worked with the president. President signed some stuff into legislation or by executive order, whatever it was. And there's about 800 to 1,000 more people back at the steel mill because of what the President Trump did and Mike Boss, our congressman, did. Now, think about that for a second. And then, unfortunately, Mike Boss was not endorsed by a certain union. They endorsed, I believe it was Brandon Kelly. And yet Mike Boss was the one that brought those union workers back to work. And it's so frustrating working with that situation. He has done a great job, Mike Boss, and I give him a plug because that's exactly what Dwight and Mike Babcock want to do in our area. We want to bring back jobs, high-paying, high-skilled labor jobs back to our area so that everybody, not just anybody, but everybody can have a job back in Madison County.
Debbie, I got to get to a break, right, but I wanted to thank you for calling and tell you to spread the word.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deb.
This enlightened me very much today.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
There are a lot of people. A lot of people living right here in this area, people working in St. Louis who live on the Illinois side. And the question I get the most often is, why don't you just leave? Just leave. I'm sitting in Missouri right now. All of my problems that when it comes to property taxes and everything, I can cross that river. I can buy a little house over here, and they're
Annie,
all gone.
You know why we don't leave? We were born. We were raised there. We saw day. I saw the day when there was 30,000 union jobs in the Alton Granite City area.
Dwight Kaye in the 112th. He's a Republican looking to unseat the Democrat currently holding the seat in the 112th district right here in the St. Louis Metro East. I do have a text message from one of my friends who lives in the 111th. Mr. Babcock, and the text message says, "Babcock, yeah!" Exclamation point.
So, we got one.
So
Mike.
There you go.
Thank you.
And I believe he has a wife and at least one kid who can vote. So so they're listening and they do care. And off air, we're talking about the state of affairs in Illinois is so gloom and doom. We are 9 seats away from Republicans having a say over what happens in the House because Mike Madigan has a 9 seat majority. Can we get 9 seats? I don't know. How mad are you about your taxes? How frustrated are you every time you get your new tax bill and the tax rate, you're paying more, and they're not even addressing the actual problems that are causing these issues. This backlog of bills, the pension crisis that hasn't been addressed, certainly hasn't been fixed. If you think that that's not going to get worse before it gets better, you're not paying enough attention. And then what happens is people get so frustrated that they leave. We got about 6 minutes here real quick. The point that we were talking about off air is that it's easy to complain about it. It's easy to talk about how nice it would be to get Mike Madigan out of office. But in the 111th, Mike, if you're part of a Republican majority, if Mike Madigan is kicked to the curb as far as the speakership goes, then you got to do something about it. Yeah. You can't get the power and sit on your hands.
That's correct. And I think what the people are looking for in this part of the county is they're looking for jobs. We had again, we had labor jobs to the tune of somewhere around 20,000 in the Alton Godfrey area, as well as moving down in the Granite City, and even in as high as 30,000. So where has all our labor jobs gone? And so the regulations that have been implemented through the state of Illinois and some of the things regarding workers' compensation,
mm-hmm.
if you go to Missouri, Missouri's rates can actually be 1/3 or 50% on workers' compensation. They have a different policy over here, different laws governing their workers' comp. In Illinois, unfortunately, it can be twice as high, sometimes three times as high.
Yeah.
And so when a corporation wants to domicile in Illinois, one of the cost factors is workers' compensation for their company, whether it be construction trades or steel workers or whatever the case may be. So what we need to do is we need to look at those regulations that are actually taking our companies out of the state of Illinois.
You unleash businesses to do what businesses do. Dwight K. looking to represent the 112th. What about you? If you've been a part of the Mike Madigan House for some time as a naysayer to his policies, I've watched you speak on the floor. You represent the taxpayer well. What if we were to chip away that 9-seat lead that Mike Madigan has? What does the legislature do then with that power and authority?
Well, I think there's several things that we need to do. Mike Madigan, and I hope he's gone, first of all, but Mike Madigan believes that the solution to every problem is covering up the sins of the past by taxing people at the present.
Mm.
And that's just not going to work. You grow your way.
You're going to run out of people.
You grow your way out of this kind of scenario. So to grow your way out means you don't drive businesses and people out of Illinois. You keep them here and bring them here. We don't have the situation in the state of Illinois where we're attractive to business. The climate is not, people say, well, the climate's friendly. Well, it's not friendly. Number one, we have we have within the top three highest rates when it comes to workers' comp in the nation. We pay $2.23 per hundred for workers' compensation bills. And that's not even with the loss conversion factor figured in. So a person looks like at that, like Costco as an example, who I talked to not more than 10 days ago, and Costco said, we are not going to locate one more job in the state because your workers' compensation law is unfair. Okay, so we need to reform that, and we need to do that in four different ways. Probably won't get into all those ways today, but we just need to make it compatible with the states around us, and mm-hmm. we'd be in real good shape. Secondly, we need to stop taxing at the rate we do the businesses we have.
Because corporation tax he's talking about.
The the income that these guys earn at a corporate level or even at the level of a small businessman is the money that they plow back in their business to make it better and allow it to grow. So we need to make doggone sure that these income tax rates are reduced, not increased. We need to stay away from the progressive tax. If Mike Madigan were here today, he'd be the first one to tell you that the state of Illinois, biggest city, Chicago, has lost $8 billion a year in taxing the wealthy people. They've already left. They've already gone. They may have an address in Chicago, but they're long gone. They vote somewhere else. And so that's the significance of taxing the higher income people. The other thing we need to do is start consolidating our school districts and get rid of our townships. And that may be an unpopular thing to say, but if you want to fix it, that's what you have to do.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of hard things, hard truths. I mean, if folks hear a solution from either party and it seems like, wow, that seems painful, I don't want to do that. It's painful right now. It's not like you're living in the lap of luxury sitting in Illinois and having to fund
the problems that are there. We need to recognize, though, Annie, that people have got it. They get what's going on now. They're no longer uninformed. They're voting with their feet.
That's right. Not
voting at the ballot box.
And their wallets.
They're voting with their feet, and they're saying, I'm out of here. And if you don't believe me, just check with the Department of Labor in Illinois, and they will tell you you've lost 38,000, mm-hmm. and it's predicted to be 51,000 this year.
And let me say one other thing. The fees that the state of Illinois charges, the fees keep rising and rising, whether it's a trucking fee or whether it's a vehicle fee. Those are things that continually drive up the cost of families. So the importance of that is...
And nickel and dime you to death.
And unless Dwight and Mike Babcock, we can't If, in fact, we have a veto from the governor, we can't sustain that veto if we don't get in office. Mm-hmm. Because if Michael Madigan pulls out a couple more Democrats and they start doing what they're doing, and then they can sustain the, they can actually sustain the actual vote, we would lose, again, that vote at the state house, and then therefore goes to the Senate, and therefore goes back to the governor's past.
One real quick, go ahead.
One comment. The nice thing about voting for Mike Babcock and Dwight K is that we are business people. We understand the dynamic. We understand what it is to run something, not break it. We understand how to make a profit and not go bankrupt. That's sort of important in this state because they've done all those things wrong. We have signed the front of checks, not the back of checks, and that's pretty important.
We got real quick here. We got like 15 seconds. How can people find out more about you, Mike?
They can go Facebook. Mm-hmm. We have it on Facebook, Babcock, Mike Babcock for state rep, and they can go on and check us out there.
All right. And Dwight?
Yeah. Several ways to do it. Facebook, www.dwightk.com is the best place to go. We have position statements out there, and they can also call the number on my walk piece, which you have in front of you there, and I don't recall right off the top of my head.
618-659-5413.
That's it.
And that website is
YK.com.